This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Now, MasterChef is in full swing right now on Network 10. On Wednesday night, a very, very cute challenge where they had to cook a wedding party for a couple who celebrated 60 years together. An amazing challenge. But Brent, Byron, Amelia, Colin, Jamie and Tracy and Sarah were all up for elimination last night. And joining me on the line is the lovely Sarah. How are you going, doll?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm not too bad at all. Now, the elimination challenge last night, I watched it last night, I thought, I don't know half those dishes. I mean, how did you cope with it all?
Oh, gosh. I think, you know, it's just to have that much of a broad knowledge of so many different cuisines is so crazy. So, yeah, you know, it's hard. I should have known that dish because I actually really like French food, but
yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'd never come across that. So, yeah, it was pretty unlucky.
Because when the judges said that it's going to be easy, I thought, okay, there's going to be like a chicken parmigiana and it's going to be like really easy stuff. And I had no idea.
Greek salad.
Now, you had to cook a dish from scratch with the ingredients that you couldn't identify. And you chose to choose a chicken roulade. Was that right?
Yes, I did. I decided to do a chicken roulade sous vide and then
It didn't go according to plan because the chicken was raw. Did you know when you put it on the plate that it was raw in the middle?
I had a feeling. You know, I looked at it. It did look a little bit pink. I put the thermometer in and it was just under temperature. And I was kind of just, I don't know, praying that maybe, I don't know, mysteriously somehow it all cooked through in the time. But yeah, you know, it's yeah, I just ran out of time, so it was a bummer.
It's times like this when you need a microwave in the MasterChef kitchen.
Yeah, exactly. 30 seconds, all done.
Now, a bit of a first on last night's challenge because the judges obviously couldn't taste the food at all because you've cooked some amazing dishes in the competition and you've been a really good team player, haven't you?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed the competition. I've learned so much and, yeah, and the judges have really given me a lot of motivation and kept pushing me along the way. So I feel like I've grown so much throughout the competition and I'm so thankful I got to be a part of it.
Any highlights from Miss Sarah? Any particular dish you love cooking?
I definitely like my scotch egg, but also the mirror menu challenge where I captained and had to mirror the menu. It was a really amazing challenge and yeah, I was pretty proud of myself that day.
Now, when you entered the competition this year, you were a model, a film model, and I hear that you're going back to Cutwalk, is that right?
It's just one of those things. I've got my agency still, my mother agency in Sydney that looks after me all the time. And I do have an agency here in Melbourne, but it's just, every day I'm working towards building my food dream and I'm not going to say no if a modelling job comes my way, but I'm definitely 100% committed to making food my new career.
Because it's quite hard for you in the competition because your fiance and your little son, you really miss them big time on the show. And now you're out of the competition. You've moved to Melbourne and I hear that you're going to open up an Indian style restaurant, is that right?
Yes, I'd love to have an Indian restaurant. That's my massive food dream, just to have a beautiful restaurant here in Australia where it's just, you know, Indian food a little bit lighter and fresher, a little bit more everyday sort of food rather than, you know, quite heavy and ready for bed kind of meal. So, yeah, I'm definitely planning that all of the time and getting into some restaurants, getting some experience and also just made my website go live this morning, which is a place to just share my love of food, my, you know, the flair that I like to put on food. So at sarahtodd.com.au if you want to check it out.
Fantastic. Now, of course, in the competition, it's very, very hard work. You're in that house for hours and hours and hours. No phones, no social media. How did you cope with, of course, being away from your family, but being away from your phone and the internet and just the outside world?
It was quite hard, actually. I think because, you know, we do get to have production breaks to see our family, and them being in London and so far away, I just couldn't go all that way to see them. So it just got to a point where it started to really build up towards the end, and them being so far away, I can't see them. So yeah, it definitely was really hard towards the end, but every day I just kept reminding myself, you know, I'm here for a reason, and I'm excited that I just get the opportunity.
Best of luck for your food dreams, Sarah, and you're in Melbourne now, so when you've got something to share, come into Joy and cook some Indian for us.
I'd love
great.
To. Sounds
Thanks.
Amazing.
Thanks Sarah. For
me. Thank you. Bye.
That was Sarah, last night's contestant that got eliminated from MasterChef. Of course, you can catch the show Sunday through to Thursday on Network 10. A great show this year. Amazing talent in the kitchen. And a few weeks ago, we're getting into the top 12 now. So it's getting very, very exciting. And of course, the judges are a big supporter of Joy 94.9. Been here a few times, Gary, Matt and George. So yeah, love the guys.
This Joycast is a free service. Brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.